Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos, looking back on the life and service of John McCain.
There's so much to remember the former senator from Arizona, John McCain. There's so much about his life that we were just talking off the air of. What else could this man have done? He separated and distinguished himself not only through his service, but just his life story. And one of the people who knew him best was our own governor, Doug Ducey. And we invited Governor Doug Ducey in today into our studio to talk about and celebrate the life of Senator John McCain. Governor, thank you for taking the time,
Mac,
out.
And
we know you're very
exactly
busy.
Right. I'm here because I want to honor this man's life. I think that celebrate is a good word. It's hard to use it right now because I think we're all still grieving and mourning and sad, and we're hopeful that we wouldn't see that day, this day, at least not yet.
Yeah. I think the word we have used today is celebrate. It's been 48 hours. I've been sad. I think Mac's been sad. I know you've been sad. I mean, Arizona is sad because a great man is gone. What did John McCain mean to you personally, Governor? And how did he make you a better governor?
Well, I want to say first that, you know, John McCain is an American hero. He was an icon. He's not only known throughout our state, but around our country. Everywhere you go with John McCain, he's recognized, and he's known around the world. So I would say how he helped me be a better governor is you want to rise to a higher level when you're around John McCain. Mm. It's like you're among someone that you know is a living legend from the day that I met him. And he actually became larger as time went on. I mean, the way he handled everything throughout his life. We all know about the stories at the Naval Academy and what a hellraiser he was there. But then to go to Vietnam and reveal his real character while staying in confinement, not being released until all of his American brothers were released at the same time, and then coming back to the states and creating this life of continuing public service. So he made me a better governor because he raised the bar for everyone.
Yeah. Governor Doug Ducey has been kind enough to join us in studio, even though he was here just a week or so ago for his monthly exclusive. We're celebrating the life of Senator John McCain. And you actually, I think you and your wife actually had a meal with him. Tell us one of your stories of the last time you actually talked to the senator and, you know, just sitting down and just being with, like you said, this legend, this bigger than life man.
So Angela came with me. We went up to their cabin in May, and we had lunch, and we walked in there to visit with he and Cindy. And the first thing he said to us was, "Let me share with you what I'm wrestling with right now." And he said, it's whether or not I should run for re-election in 2022. So it just gives you an indication. I mean, what a battler this guy is.
Yeah.
And he knew also how to just make everyone just feel at ease.
Yeah.
Immediately. And we had a great couple hours together. He was having a very good day. For Whom the Bell Tolls, the HBO special had just been released, so that gave him a shot of energy and adrenaline. His book was rising on the bestseller list, The Restless Wave. So we got to spend a couple really memorable, unforgettable hours with him.
Governor Doug Ducey's in studio. We're remembering John McCain. Do you think the White House has done a bad job honoring John McCain? Trump didn't put out a statement Saturday. They lowered the flag to half staff Saturday. Then they put it back up, and then they put it back down. And as Arizona's governor, I'm just a citizen. I'm ticked.
It's back today at half staff. There were some comments today. As Arizona's governor, I'm going to be responsible for how John McCain is honored here at the state level. And this week is not going to be about the controversies. It's going to be about John McCain and how do we demonstrate respect and honor. He's going to lie in state at the state capitol. All Arizonans will be able to come by his casket on Wednesday. There's details.
Is that a 24-hour thing?
That's a 24-hour thing. The details are on the website on what the specifics are. I think that people will line up late morning, early afternoon, and then they'll be able to process after we have some services inside the Capitol. His funeral is going to be at North Phoenix Baptist Church on Thursday. Again, I think you can go to the website if that's, you know, this is a historic moment. This is a giant of a man. Mm-hmm. This is Arizona's favorite adopted son. Like so many other Arizonans, John McCain was not born here. I don't think people realize John McCain came to Arizona when he was nearly 45 years old.
Yes.
And anywhere you go in the world and you tell someone you're from Arizona, they know John McCain.
Right.
See, I'm with you on this week should be about John McCain. 100%. I totally get it. But there are people out there that are just being jerks. Kelly Ward is one of them. She said John McCain is dying to hurt my campaign. I just don't get these guys. I don't get these people. I don't understand it. And I think it's just so disrespectful.
John McCain's probably the only politician that in a week of an election could get us all to forget about the election and to focus on him. And that's what I want to do as the chief executive of the state.
Well, let's go back to, you know, you've got to run things for Arizona with John McCain and what's going to happen. Talk about the significance that he's going to lie in state Wednesday. What is Wednesday? Why is that significant?
Wednesday he's lying in state at the Arizona State Capitol. Friday he's lying in state at our national
But I guess
Capitol.
Where I was going is Wednesday is his birthday.
Yeah, Wednesday's
his
birthday.
Just amazing.
It is an amazing date. There's a number of coincidences. The fact that he passed and left us on the same day as Ted Kennedy did from the same disease. I mean, there's a number of coincidences from that perspective.
And, of course, it's after the primaries. Of course, John McCain would want everybody to go vote.
Right.
Wait, I'll wait for you to vote to, you know, the American. It's just
as
so many coincidences.
We've dealt with this as an administration, trying to, one, honor the senator, but also comfort the family and the Arizonans that are grieving. We've often said, you know, what would John McCain do in this situation? And we believe, you know, he would certainly want what is going to happen in terms of the honor that is going to be bestowed on him. But he would also say that you have a job to do. And you are in an election cycle. So we're going to take the appropriate amount of time this week, and we're going to make certain that Arizona does its job. Well, the eyes of the world in the country are going to be on our state on Wednesday and Thursday. And I think everyone knows John McCain, but they're going to know even more about him and the values that he held dear and how they were communicated. Those are things that are synonymous with the state of Arizona. And I'm very proud of that.
Governor Doug Ducey's in studio. We're remembering John McCain. Listen, I'm with you about not talking about who's going to replace Senator John McCain. I agree with you.
He's irreplaceable.
Yes.
He's irreplaceable.
Yes, agreed.
Gatos.
You'll have to decide who takes his place. Will that happen next week?
That what we're going to first do is go through all the proper services and ceremonies. John McCain will be laid to rest fittingly on Sunday at the Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. And after that, we'll get to work.
Did you see when they were taking McCain's body from Sedona down to Phoenix, the people of Arizona go out with American flags and they were on the side of the road? I mean, it chokes you up.
I thought it was so special, and I think it was being broadcast on national cable news networks.
Yeah.
It did choke us up, and the way the procession, our Arizona's finest, the state troopers from Department of Public Safety, I think honored Senator McCain on the way down from that beautiful place in Sedona and Cornville.
Governor Doug Ducey joins us as we celebrate John McCain's life. As always, thank you for coming in. We know you're very, really busy this week especially. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you in about a month.
Thanks for having me, and this is a great opportunity for parents if they want to expose their kids to Arizona greatness on Wednesday at the state capitol, on Thursday at North Phoenix Baptist Church. Make sure you watch For Whom the Bell Tolls. Sit down with your boys and girls and make sure they know about this Arizona legend.
Well said, Governor. Thank you very much.